this country's coming down, and I'm pretty sure you're aware of that.
How long?
Pura gente, señor Mencho!
Pura gente, señor Mencho!
Pura gente, señor Mencho!
We're in big trouble here. I mean, these are two of the most dangerous gangs on the planet. They are prison spawn gangs. They come out of the muck and the slime of these South American prisons, which are their stronghold country. We're going to be living with this crime wave for decades. And I believe that Venezuela is emptying their prisons deliberately and sending these people up here, just like Castro did in the 80s.
¿Por cuánto tiempo han estado quedándose aquí en Oro Hotel?
Llegué en julio.
¿Cuántos meses es eso?
Como 7 meses.
¿Y han tenido que pagar alimento?
No, nada, no he pagado nada.
¿Es 100% gratis?
Sí, sí.
¿Y le dan almuerzo, desayuno?
Sí, le dan como niños, personales, nos dan pañales, lo que necesiten ellos.
¿Y ahí en el hotel hacen limpieza de las puertas?
Sí, todos los días hacen limpieza, cambian las sábanas, hacen aseo.
¿Todos los días hacen eso?
Sí, todos los días.
¿Han podido poder conseguir trabajo ustedes?
No. Yo no.
Si ustedes tuvieran un problema de medicina, ¿cómo podrían recibir ayuda con eso?
Bueno, con una la del seguro de Medicare.
Nosotros tenemos la Metro Plus y eso nos abarca el seguro que nosotros necesitamos para los niños y también nosotros nos beneficiamos de eso.
¿Se sintieron apoyados gracias a nuestro presidente Joe Biden?
Bueno, sí. Sí, porque...
Sinaloa drug cartel took over these borderlands outside of Aravaca, Arizona. Since then, foot traffic through their ranch has looked like this, mostly men in camouflage and carpet shoes to conceal their tracks.
I have 5 cameras on 5 trails.
Jim tells me 2 to 5 years ago, those cameras caught roughly 250 people a year. Last year, 2,500 people in just 8 months.
I've been told by intelligence officers with the Border Patrol in this area about 20% are packing drugs. So that's 500 drug packers coming through my ranch. They're here to poison our people.
Relenting stream of immigration. Non-stop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, we'll be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of America. Absolute minority. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
People are afraid of what's coming. And with all justification, I'm urging my family, my constituents, be ready for emergency. Have your emergency supplies because something big could possibly happen. In fact, I think it's a matter of when, not if.
Take a drive down Los Angeles' Skid Row, filled with tents, people, and growing frustration.
If I can get back in to another residence, then I won't make the same mistakes I made before.
According to new federal data, a record number of people are now unhoused, more than 653,000, a 12% population increase since last year.
So what you're seeing happening live is a thing called the Hegelian dialectic, where they cause a problem, the problem causes a reaction, and then they offer a solution. So we're watching them literally give migrants, illegal aliens that don't belong here, we're watching them giving them anything they possibly need. 7 months, 12 months, full Medicare, food, they can drive. They're being housed in airports and then sent to all the big cities in America. And we're literally watching these people causing problems all over the world because they want a reaction so they can give the solution. And the solution, as I've shown you before, is called the Great Reset. In the last 10 years, they have successfully been able to turn the right against the left amazingly. But sadly for them, there's still a bunch of people that still believe in freedom. Freedom to roam this earth unencumbered by people that want to suppress you and force you to do things that you don't want to do and things that you don't believe in. So they have to force the issue, and they have an agenda. It's called Agenda 2030. And in order to get to Agenda 2030, they need to start a war to get rid of the people like myself and probably like you guys that are listening. And in order to do that, they're flooding the country. They're absolutely flooding the country when our country is already overflowing. Ever since the quote-unquote pandemic, I have never seen more homeless people in every state. It used to just be the warm states, but now it's absolutely every state. Homelessness is off the hook, and the numbers they give are low, because who's going out there and counting them? Nobody, really. They're just guesstimating. So while American citizens die in the streets from homelessness, from hunger, from thirst, from drugs, these illegals are brought in and given everything like they're movie stars. And the sad thing is these aren't poor little hardworking women and men and children. Most of them are hardcore military age men from countries that we don't have a necessarily good rapport with. People aren't seeming to catch on to that. They're calling it a quote unquote influx of migrants. It's an invasion and a facilitation of illegals. Military-aged men, straight up. And that's for a reason.
The U.S. southern border is being flooded by millions, not hundreds, not thousands, millions of illegal immigrants. There have been more than a million encounters since October.
Just after sunrise, we saw the first group of migrants make their way from Mexico through a gap between the 30-foot steel border fence and rocks. Ducking under a bit of razor wire and into the United States. 30 minutes later, a smuggler's SUV raced along the border fence and dropped another group at the same spot. Over 4 days, we witnessed nearly 600 migrants, adults and children, pass through this hole and onto U.S. soil unchecked.
So while the entire world is focusing on Texas and how Governor Abbott has decided to finally, after all this time, close the Texas border, that hasn't done anything. These immigrants are still getting in illegally, and they're still being facilitated by the government. It makes no sense unless their goal is depopulation of America, meaning get rid of people that think about the Constitution, pledge allegiance to the flag, etc., etc., etc. America is a laughingstock right now, whether you know it or not. Not everybody else's countries' governments are more concerned about the micro minority of LGBTQ plus whatever the F than the United States. That's for a reason. Keep people divided. Divide and conquer. And that's exactly what they're doing. And I'm going to show you three things that will back this up because they use a thing called predictive programming. I've mentioned it before, but at some point you've got to open your eyes and understand this is what they're telling you. For instance, the beloved President Barack Hussein Obama. And if you break that down in Hebrew, it means lightning from heaven, which is just a kind of a strange thing, but I'll leave it at that. Barack Hussein Obama and his lovely wife, Michelle, produced a movie on Netflix called Leave the World Behind. Now, as irregular as it is to have an ex-president and ex-first lady to be putting out a movie like this, this movie is insane because this movie encompasses everything that every expert has ever warned us about living in an Internet of Things type world where the internet goes out, cell phones go out, Tesla cars start driving themselves, all sorts of crazy things happening, 5G microwave internet starts letting off all sorts of crazy tones, etc., etc. It's an end-of-the-world scenario that ends up in civil war, period. This just came out, Leave the World Behind, something you might want to check into, but it's the strangeness of it all that during Obama's presidency, so many quote-unquote conspiracies came to the forefront And in this movie, they show it all, how it all could play out and end up in civil war. Crazy, but it's called predictive programming. It teaches people how to act when all the lights go out, when the internet goes out, when the cell phones go out, when you have no money in the bank, you can't get gas, and you can't buy food, and it's American against American. A good wholesome movie, something that the president can surely stand behind because he's a good guy, right? Barack Hussein Obama. So that's one thing. But let's go to the next thing. There's a military website that was out for the longest time. It still is out. It's called Deagle.com. And Deagle.com is a legit site. But thanks to the mainstream media in the last few years, once we started showing light on this years ago, they were like, yeah, that's not a real site, etc. Well, the sad thing is it's definitely a real website. And they, for what I'm about to show you, they claim they got hacked in 2014, and that's how this whole thing happened. But take a peek at this real quick.
Deagle Corporation is a military contractor having close ties to U.S. military intelligence, which collects data for high-level decision-makers, including agencies like the National Security Agency. In 2014, Deagle released a confidential report forecasting massive population declines out to the year 2025, especially in Western countries, including the U.S. Countries like the U.K. and Germany would likewise see similar drastic decreases in population. The study mysteriously disappeared from Deagle's website in March 2021. Was the report conjecture, speculation, or just someone wanting some kind of reaction? But at the very least, the obtained 2014 report from Deagle should be examined. If the Deagle calculations turn out to be even close to correct, the most unsafe places to reside over the next 3 years will be the U.S. and the U.K., followed by Germany, and then the rest of the EU nations.
So maybe you know about this, or maybe you don't, but this has been around for a long time. And back in 2014, I covered this when it was showing that America's population would be cut by two-thirds. Two-thirds. Over 200 million people just disappearing. So when this started gaining traction back in 2014, when I first started talking about it, after a while, and right before the pandemic came out, they changed the website and claimed it got hacked. These guys work with Stratfor Global Intelligence and the United States military and militaries all over the world. That's what they do. But if you try to look it up now, you'll instantly get somebody like Hookers and Coke Snopes telling you that it's not true. It's not true. Look around. Open your eyes. Why are they catering to illegals? Not only allowing illegals in, but instantly, the minute they hit the ground, they put them on a bus and they send them to the largest city possible and then shower them with free rent. All the rules and laws that we have to abide by and that we pay for to protect don't apply to them. And God forbid, literally, if one of these people decide they want to just break into your house and you defend yourself, guess who's going to jail? It ain't going to be them. Think about it. They're bringing in their own personal army, seriously, which is why almost all of them are military-aged men. But let's move on to the next thing, shall we? The amount of retired military generals, colonels, etc., that are saying that 2024... there will be a civil war is unbelievable. You can just sit here and Google it all day. Now, the thing is everyone believes that Trump, as long as we get Trump back in an office, everything will be fine. Let me tell you a little secret. A 12-year-old girl literally figured out successfully, a 12-year-old girl figured out successfully that all the presidents, all of them, are related.
It's a great things for history.
George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, William Howard Taft, and President Barack Obama. One young girl traced them all back to one common ancestor.
They're all cousins and all grandsons of John Lackland.
It's the first family tree of its kind. Pouring through more than 500,000 names for months, 12-year-old Bridge Ann D'Avignon discovered that all the U.S. presidents, except Martin Van Buren, are related to the former King of England, John Lackland Plantagenet, signer of the Magna Carta in 1215.
Mildred Reed is his first great-grandmother on George Washington. And on Obama, Mildred Reed is the 10th great-grandmother.
It started as an assignment to research her own lineage, tracing it back to roots in France. But Bridge Ann wanted to branch out.
Well, I think we just all go back somewhere. It's just a matter of proving it.
She started with George Washington. But unlike other professional genealogists that only looked at the male family lines, Bridge Ann was able to link the presidents together using both male and female ancestry. Before this, historians had only been able to link 22 family trees.
She kind of created a triumph of women's studies here.
Bridge Ann also figured out she's an 18th cousin of President Obama, something she hopes to be able to share with him in person.
I've written a letter to Obama, but I just gotten standard reply. I hope to meet the president and, like, explain it to him.
In Paso Robles, Adam Rakusin, your Central Coast
place. News. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club.
And they all come down from an English king. You see what I'm saying? And Trump isn't any different. I'm sorry to tell you. Trump's allegiance is not to America. Trump is a Zionist, just like Joe Biden is a Zionist. Even if Trump were legit, he's never going to make it into office because this event's going to happen prior to this so that an election can't happen. But this is what Trump's real, true allegiance is, and it's not to us.
So these awards are given to me by the Jewish community for different things, and this is the Tree of Life, which is a very big award in terms of everything that I stand for. It means so much to me, and a lot of times I'll have friends of mine, come in, Jewish, and they will see the Tree of Life, and they'll say, wow, what a great thing. Likewise, right over here, this is the Shalom Humanitarian Award, and that was presented to me also. And these are different awards I've had over the years for different things I've done.
Now, I know people aren't going to like hearing that whatsoever at all, but I've been on YouTube for a long time. 15 years is a long time to be on YouTube. 14 years, I'm sorry. And the story is we predicted this stuff. And when the pandemic happened, so many quote-unquote conspiracy theories became fact. Straight up. And Trump is just playing his part. I'm sorry to tell you. That's where we're at right now. I'm risking my entire channel straight up for this because it's not getting monetized. YouTube's already given me 3 copyright strikes just testing uploading this video, but I don't care. If there is no country, nothing else matters. And we're losing our country by design right now. This is what these people want. And you ain't part of the program anymore. Sorry to say. They've set up a system that instead of Americans actually standing up for what is morally and obviously right, they wait. Well, we'll vote the next guy in. We'll vote the next guy in. We'll vote the next guy in. Well, they've been stringing us along my entire life. And I'll tell you what, D-Day is right around the corner. And you may want to wake up. At any rate, if you enjoyed this video, at least share it, like it, leave a comment below, and I will return the favor. I'm out.